This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. One of the byproducts of the current presidential campaign has been an increase in confrontational and heated speech between supporters of various candidates, as well as between people with differing political and cultural views. A group that's recently formed in the town of Bridgewater seeks to calm the rhetoric on the local level. WBUR's Steve Brown recently attended the group's civility forum.
All right, why don't we get going? I'd like to welcome you all to our little forum.
About 30 people, mostly older and all white, gather in the activity room of the Bridgewater Senior Center as organizer Ray Ajemian welcomes them to the event, described as a forum to nurture a community of respect and understanding of cultural and religious differences.
Prejudice, bigotry are always with us. How do we get rid of it? We obviously are not going to always get rid of it, but the point is, we have to at least be aware of it and understand that that bigotry is out there and we have to try to deal with it.
Ajemian, along with some other residents, formed the Bridgewater Citizens for Civility and Respect after Mary Jane McCool witnessed what she calls hate speech directed at a Muslim couple at the town's post office.
I was rendered speechless, and those of you who know me know that that's not a common thing for me. And so I posted on Facebook that night that I just wanted to be able to find the couple who had been offended in this instance. The purpose of my posting about the incident was totally apolitical, totally for the purposes of finding that couple and offering them some level of apology or comfort or something to modify what had happened to them.
McCool never found the couple. Then she and some other residents began planning this forum aimed at answering questions their neighbors may have about those who are different, especially Muslims.
Good evening. Thank you all for being here, and thank you for holding this forum. It's really important. We appreciate it.
One of the guest speakers for the evening is Gada Masri, a senior at Bridgewater State University and the president of the school's Muslim Students Association. That's a small group with around 10 of BSU's 11,085 students making up the membership. Masri, who is from Saudi Arabia, made herself available to answer questions and demystify her faith for those unfamiliar with it. The first question is one she is asked often. Why does she cover her head with a scarf known as a hijab?
So the hijab is basically an act of devotion. As a Muslim woman, I believe that I need to cover because it makes me closer to God, to my religion. And it also keeps reminding me of my identity and how I have to be true to it. It also privatizes my sexuality, which is the main point of it.
Organizers wish more people came out for the forum, but those who did come out, like Ray Mack of West Bridgewater, say meetings like this are very important.
But it's more important that from here we get to contact other people that were not here tonight. And how do we do that? Principally through going to each other's churches, by going to each other's schools. We have to get to know the other.
Organizer Ray Ajemian is pleased with this night's effort. He's considering holding a session for town employees and may expand beyond Bridgewater to work with groups from other communities to hold similar sessions around the region. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.